For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Former President George H.W. Bush has died at the age of 94. He'd been hospitalized for low blood pressure and fatigue in May. He was released a few days later and celebrated his birthday on June 12th, making history by becoming the first former president to reach the age of 94. This is George H.W. Bush announcing the liberation of Kuwait following Operation Desert Storm on February 29th, 1991.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. Kuwait is once more in the hands of Kuwaitis in control of their own destiny. We share in their joy, a joy tempered only by our compassion for their ordeal.
Bush was the patriarch of a political dynasty that included one son who served as president, another as a governor, and a grandson who currently holds statewide office in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump reportedly cancels a meeting with Russia's leader over Russian aggression in Ukraine. Both men are at the G20 summit in Argentina. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, tells CNN's Poppy Harlow Trump needs to challenge Putin.
What I think that he should have done is confronted Putin about what happened most recently in Ukraine. He should confront him about the continuing escalation of conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Trump did speak briefly with Saudi Arabia's crown prince, but it's not known what was discussed. The president spoke briefly with reporters after his conversation with the prime ministers of India and Japan.
We're doing a lot of trade together. We're doing a lot of defense together, a lot of military purchases, and we're going to now have a little discussion between the three of us.
An attorney for former FBI Director James Comey filed suit to keep Comey from having to give a closed-door deposition to lawmakers. Republicans have subpoenaed Comey, but a final hearing on Comey's suit is set for Monday morning, meaning the earliest he could testify is Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A small plane crashes into a wooded area in southern Indiana. State Police Spokesman Sergeant Jerry Gooden says there were no survivors.
We're being assisted by Clark County Sheriff's Department, Jeffersonville City Department, Clarksville Town Department. We have several police agencies here that are helping us at the scene. And obviously, several fire departments are also assisting us at the scene along with the coroner's office here in Clark County. So we feel like we do have sufficient manpower at this time to be able to handle the scene. Obviously, right now, we're just at a holding pattern until we get the NTSB and the FAA on scene.
The plane was headed for Chicago. The president of Ball State University confirms one of the three killed in the crash was a Ball State University Board of Trustees member. The plane crashed about 10 miles from the Louisville airport. An attempt to smuggle immigrants into the country illegally ends with three people dead and eight seriously injured in a remote, rugged area of California near the Mexican border. They were in a pickup fleeing from border agents. Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star. But not today.
The Broadway star has won three Tony Awards, three Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.